Hello and welcome to another episode of Words Make Sentences. It's your girl O. Oh, I'm so glad that y'all are here today. I'm like really happy y'all just pull up with my tomfoolery. Like pull up and put up. Like that's what y'all do. Y'all show up and I appreciate y'all. So I guess I should kind of just admit that I may be choosing violence for the rest of the month. I was talking to a couple of my friends leading up to the recording of this episode, and I've come to the conclusion that on Women's History Month, I'm going to be present in the moment and just talk about it. And whatever it is, don't be a casualty. just don't be a casualty at this point. So I wish you the best of luck and may the odds be ever in your favor. So this week, something that was brought to my attention from one of my best friends who is checking out one of these dating apps. She stumbled upon a young lad who, in my very humble but unwarranted opinion, was being a bit unnecessary and aggressive. So he came rolling in with questions and she would answer them, but then when it came back to, oh, so what about you? Never really got an answer. And although it's none of my business, something that did kind of bother me was when he took his fingers and typed to her. I love a woman who takes direction. Like, what? And then it didn't help that, like, they met on a Christian dating app, and no, it wasn't Christian Mingle, but like, God saw you and he heard your thoughts before you even decided to share that with her. So I just want you to know, I'm praying for you, sir. But that's not the point of all this. My point is, why? I'm asking, not even only for a friend. I am asking for a friend because I am my own friend as well. I truly have questions for the jury. And I want to give a disclaimer very early on. This episode is not a men bashing frenzy. And it's also not a tear my females down either. But I have inquiries for all parties involved. If you are not involved, come on my side. Let me know if you've got questions. We can revisit this episode at a later time. But since I'm here right now, I'm going to ask on behalf of the other folks who also had this question and even take it a little bit further. I would like to know, why is it that some men, emphasis on some, feel the need to make it very clear that they want a woman who's submissive, but have nothing to submit to? And I'm not saying that cliches and, oh, he ain't doing nothing, this, that, and the third, like he has nothing going on for himself. But it's actually about creating the environment for a woman to submit to you. So I guess, okay, I'm gonna say it this way, a couple different ways. When guys ask, oh, what do you have to bring to the table? What table did you build for me to bring anything? And I'm not saying like you need to be a carpenter or something, but it's like you want something to like handed to you, but you have nowhere to place it. Okay. So how about this? Why do some men want a woman to bend over backwards, but won't even give them a back massage? Like, I'm just asking for a friend. I'm very baffled by the amount of times that this question has been posed by guys. Oh, you know, what you got to bring, what you doing. And, you know, are you gonna cook for me? You gonna clean for me? Or you gonna do what I say? There are women who are more than willing to do all that they want to do for their significant others. Absolutely. At the same time, you have to prepare that kind of environment. You have to prepare that kind of space. You have to show that you are actually a grown man who is about it and participating. And then maybe, just maybe, I'll treat you like the man that you are. But if you're gonna act like a little boy, a young lad, a child, I'm not going to do anything for you because you're not mature enough to handle that. You don't, quite frankly, deserve it. Like, okay. So, one analogy that I told my grandmother a while ago is that when people decide to get dogs, some people just walk into a store and buy a dog. Some people just go and adopt a dog. And for the people who just go and get an animal without preparation, start to, after a while, fall into this kind of space where, oh, wow, they eat a lot, their food's expensive, or, oh, wow, animals get sick, can I afford to take them to the doctor? Like, oh, dang, I have to, like, actually get up and walk them. I have to play with them. Like, you have to do the things. You have to participate in your newfound pet ship that you have, so to say. No one just buys a dog or a cat. It's like, oh my God, I got this cute little fur baby and I'm just gonna take pictures for the gram and we're just gonna put on cute little clothes and cute little costumes and this, that, and the third, and not think that they're not going to have to do the also not so glamorous things with said pet. Okay, now think of it from a relationship perspective. It's the same concept. No one just gets into a relationship like, oh, I'm just going to post this and we're going to do this and we're going to wear the matching outfits and this, that, and the third. You have to tend to the relationship. You have to create and nurture a space for it to grow and bloom and flourish. But to have the expectation and to have this, what you would like to call standard set, but without reciprocating anything that you're asking for. Why? Don't waste nobody's time. What do you think this is? A game? Do I look like life? You play with my life. You better go find Uno on a friggin' phone app and play games on your phone, but don't play with me or anybody else. No one has time. And again, like I said, this is not a, oh, I'm here to bash men thing, because ladies, I have inquiries as well. So there have been a handful of times where I have heard some of my female counterparts saying, oh, I need a man to do this, that, and the third for me. I need him to pay the bills. I need him to pay all of the rent or all of the mortgage. Like, okay, I need him to be the this, that, and the third. I don't want to have to lift a finger. Okay, cool. And again, emphasis on some, because it's not all. At the same time, what are you doing, my good sis? Like, what are you bringing forth to the relationship? I'm just curious, asking for a friend, a bruv, so to say, a mate, so to say. Like, okay. Why is it that some women feel obligated to be catered to, but don't put in the work themselves? Like, I just want to know, does he feel safe? Does he feel like he can be vulnerable around you? Like, does he see you as a confidant? Like, if he just came to you and was like, babe, I'm having like a really hard time. Like, this is going on with me. Are you going to tell him, I'm really need you to be a man about this and just kind of suck this up? Like, and these are things that I've heard in passing. These are things that I've heard indirectly. And these are things that I'm always concerned about. It's very confusing how you have, again, this expectation or this, what you would like to call a standard, but you do not create this space or prepare an area where things can be reciprocated. Like, you want your man to give you a foot massage every day, but will you rub his back? Will you, you know, love on him? What are you doing for him? Like, and I prefer nobody hate me for saying this. And if you do, you just don't gotta tune back in. But like, when there are some women out there who are like, oh, he has the honor of touching all of me, this, that, and the third, and even then, he ain't even getting 100%. Okay, you know that you have to bring more than just your kitty to the table, right? Like, that's nice that you have that drive in you, but ain't nobody trying to eat that every day. Your man actually want dinner, sis. When was the last time you did that for him? Again, asking for a friend. Now, granted, this is, I just want to make it very clear. This is some, not all. At the same time, when my best friend brought this situation to me, my gears were grinded. I was over it. Because there are some people in this world, and I say expectation because I feel like, and this is my very humble opinion, but a standard are things, or standards are things that are set, but also there's a willingness to be reevaluated from time to time. And I'm not saying expectations aren't the same, but sometimes when it comes to expectations, and yes, some people use them interchangeably, but for me, this is where I'm going with this, with these words that make sentences. For me, when it comes to people having expectations, they don't have to do anything like on the giving end. It's just like, oh, this has to happen. Done. It's like, but what you gonna do? Like, how do you play on the field? Like, what's your part? Like, what's your goal in this? So again, when it comes to the fellas out there, my guys, homie, baby, like, there are a handful of men like, oh, I need my woman to cook for me. I need my woman to do this. I need to, and it's like, but you think you just gonna sit there and play games all day? Or you think you just gonna sit there and not try to even sort the laundry? Try to clean up after yourself? You think this is just gonna be a me thing? Because women's supposed to, let me tell you something. You want home maintenance, but you don't present a home. Ain't nobody gonna live like that. And ain't nobody gonna live with you. No one's going to deal with that. And the same statement could really go for like some of my ladies too. Oh, he gotta pay all the bills, and you know, he gotta look the part, dress the part. Girl, do you at least try to surprise him with the outfit? Like, try to surprise him, like, oh babe, I wanna take you out. I wanna do this. I want to do that. Like, you sometimes have to hear yourselves and take a step back and be like, okay, I want my partner to do this for me, but what am I willing to do for them? And sometimes, you know what? I'm not even going to go on a tangent. Not for real. This is the only violence I'm choosing right now. Let me move forward. I'm proceeding. So, I'm not coming after anybody. I'm not even really that mad about the young lad that came in my friend's DMs. I just wanted to say my part, my piece on the question that has been asked time and time again about guys who want a submissive woman but don't actually have anything to submit to. Sir, have you seen yourself lately? Like, if you really think about it, do you see you? What do you do? Who are you? Why are you like this? Do you realize you can better yourself? Do you have awareness? Like, okay. And even some ladies, like, you can be better for yourselves. And yes, social media, other people, relationships, they play a part as well, because all you see are what people want you to see. You see a great, aesthetically pleasing looking couple and you're like, oh my God, they look amazing. I want me and my man to look like that. Do you know what they're doing for each other? How do you even know? What if they rented those outfits just for a photo and they are complete and utter trash to each other? But just to get the point across that they are the standard, they're probably not even meeting each other's standard. They're probably not even meeting each other's expectations that need to be reevaluated. Like, and again, I'm not coming for nobody. I'm just trying to make a point. I'm just trying to put things into perspective here. I'm only choosing verbal violence. I'm not actually pointing the finger at anybody because I have no one to point at. Moving forward. Reeling it in from the violence that may be, there needs to be trade-offs in relationships. Now, something that I like to say, as long as you pay for internet, Google's free. If anything, I should kind of fix the statement and say, as long as you pay for internet, it's a part of the bundle deal because you have access. But although this is common sense, and everyone will have their own list and range of what the core principles or values are of a relationship, I did some Googling. I found one list that had 5 and then another list that had 7. And even then, they're interchangeable in their own very special way. But there are aspects of all relationships that stand consistent, that really play out, that both parties involved need to participate in. So I came up with kind of this, I don't even know, it's an idea. I came up with this idea that although your partner's personality dictates compatibility, all relationships are built on core principles. And I'm going to shuffle the list that I've stumbled upon into each other, but just follow me here. Relationships need certainty and trust. Why be with someone that you're not really certain of and that you can't trust? Which kind of leads me to, why is it that a guy would expect a woman to be submissive to him, but she can't trust that he won't abuse the vulnerability that she's giving? Or even then, on the flip side, how is it a guy should want, like, have, like, be not be able to trust his significant other if he's not certain that he can be vulnerable around her and she won't try to flip the script or use the information that she's given to damage him even further? Now, something else that's important, love, a connection. But building a connection takes time. You have to spend time with that person. You have to get to know that person. Something that you can learn while you're with someone is identifying each other's strengths and supporting them through their weaknesses, which growth comes into play. So for example, in a relationship, maybe someone is better at cleaning and someone is better at cooking. And even though they do those tasks better than the other person, there are also times where they can juggle tasks and the person who's not that great at cooking can clean to build on that, to better themselves and even add their own pizzazz to it. And vice versa. The person who's, you know, not that great at cooking, or you get what I'm trying to say, because I forgot what order I said it. I'm not even gonna lie to you. The point is, you have to create the space for one another, and you also have to support each other in their weaknesses. So for the ladies who feels of, oh, I shouldn't have to lift a finger, I want my man to cater for me, I want him to do all the things, this, that, and the third. Okay, well, how are you catering for him if he's doing all the things? Like, are you checking on him? Like, where is your part? And I'm not saying, oh, we're about to be maids out here. Like, no, but, you know, are you surprising him with gifts? Are you, you know, meal prepping his favorite meal for lunch? Are you even doing even something small as like writing a cute note and slipping it into his wallet or his laptops when he opens it, he sees it? Like small cute things that are thoughtful. Women, we know how to be thoughtful. Men know how to be thoughtful too in their own way. Look, this is not a relationship advice podcast. This is just me on a tangent about me being confused and trying to find a way to get out of confusion, and also sharing how I feel as if others can figure this out. Look, again, I'm choosing violence all month. Here I am. So, something else that I found, which of course is kind of like the main point and purpose of this episode, you have to contribute. You have to cooperate. You have to do your part. Like, it's like playing double dutch. You need two people turning two ropes at the same time, at the same pace. You guys have to work together. If y'all just turn in one rope, I hope y'all, like, y'all at least choose the rope that's in the appropriate hand and drop the other rope. But if y'all are turning the rope at all, like, alternate hands and not on the same page, no one's jumping into that. Like, no one's going to actually be on board with that. You look crazy. It's dangerous. Someone's gonna get hurt. And just if y'all want to add another player into the game and y'all want to have kids, y'all kids are not going to know how to play double dutch, because they're going to get hurt and they're going to get whipped. And then they're going to have trust issues. But again, that's not my ministry. That's not the horse I'm trying to be high on. I'm going to get off. But you have to do your part. What are you contributing? And I cannot stress this enough. You cannot have these unrealistic expectations and then want to say, oh, these are my standards, I've set them, this is where I'm at, if they can't meet me here. Girl, are you there? My guy, sir, young man, hello, are you there? And even if you are in a space where it's like, oh, I want to be like a better self, like my highest self, like, okay, cool, but also be realistic, because if you're going to set high standards for someone, you also need to make sure you are more than halfway there. Because ain't no way anyone is trying to climb an incomplete ladder. Nobody. And levitation is not a thing. No one's going to meet you where you are not. Yes, you can grow and build with someone and support each other. Fine. That makes sense. But you saying, oh, I need her to have 1 through 10. And my God, you have 2? and procrastinating on working on three, ain't nobody gonna do that. Nobody. And you shouldn't do it to yourself. Work, build with yourself first. Work on that. Hello. Another few things that I found, you know, having significance. Like, you know, when you choose your person, they're your significant other. They should be significant to you. Again, what are you doing to make them feel safe, to make them feel wanted, to make them feel loved? Something that doubles into that, being polite and caring about them. Like, if you have nothing nice to say, don't say it at all. And that doesn't only go for friends, that goes for your relationships as well. Like, how are you nurturing this space? How are you showing up for each other? And for those days when you're upset with yourself, how are you showing up for you and correcting you so you don't lash out on your significant other? There are days where you have your rough days and they're gonna have their rough days. But know when you need to communicate and take a step back so you don't hurt somebody that didn't hurt you. Just a perspective. Again, that's not my ministry today, so I'm going to move forward. Something else that pours into that. Showing appreciation. Pouring love into them. Like, giving them high praise. Like, especially not only like when they're doing great, but also when they're not feeling great. That's where, again, creating that space for them. Being there. Being that when they can't be for themselves. What you are do? What you are do? I'm just saying. I'm just asking. Asking for a friend because I am my own friend. And I'm just confused. I am confusion. But I just want everyone to be the best them that they can be in any relationship. Because your partner deserves that. But outside of that, you deserve that. So be realistic about where you are before you start poking at a bear that you're not ready to be ripped apart by. I'm just saying. Don't be a penguin with giraffe standards and you ain't a giraffe in training. Don't do that. Take care of yourself. Be safe. I'm just really exhausted of seeing people just have these mindsets. It's dangerous. It's alarming. Quite frankly, I'm scared for y'all. I'm fine. Because I ain't fooling with y'all. But I'm concerned about the people that you're going to run into. And yes, if you haven't noticed this entire time, I'm still very annoyed by that conversation that young man had with my best friend. Sir, leave my friend alone. She is sweet. She is kind. And she's important, not only to herself, but to me. I just want to make that very clear. But just remember where you are, what your standards are as well, if you need to make adjustments accordingly. And you can always add to your standards. You can always take away from your standards. Modify them where they need to be modified. And I'm not saying, oh, you have a list of 15 and they sound ridiculous, so get rid of half the list. No, there is someone out there who will match your standards. But make sure you are also matching your standards before you try to apply them to somebody else. Okay, that's where I'm at. Be real. Like, just saying. Okay. I am going to sit down. I'm going to sit down. I wasn't even standing, but I'm just going to sit down even lower into my seat. And again, I appreciate y'all. Y'all truly keep me going, and I hope that my words made sentences.